broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salida Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk. And now, broadcasting live from another Power Happy Hour on Power Talk 1210, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And welcome, fellow foodies, to another delicious hour of radio. In fact, it is the most delicious hour on radio. Thank you so much for tuning in like you do every Saturday at 4 o'clock right here on Power Talk 1210. You've turned into another Power Happy Hour here. And I tell you what, fellow foodies, we spend a lot of time on this show talking about great craft beer. We have a lot of content focused on wonderful cocktails and some craft whiskeys, especially those that are being distilled right here in Tucson. But you know what? When you take a step back and think about the beverage, the libation that is always at the center of every memorable culinary experience, it is always a gorgeous wine. And we have dedicated this show to the glorious grape, and every one of our guests throughout the entire hour, each has to tell a fascinating story about their relationship with wine. And you just can't have a wonderful cocktail or a culinary experience without a wonderful glass of wine. And when we're thinking about all of the folks who occupy our celebrity co-host seat week after week, when you're going to do a show about wine, there are few people in this community who can do that justice, and our celebrity co-host for the full hour is a man who knows his way around a bottle. He's one of the good guys in this community. He's the director of wine and spirits at the Hacienda del Sol. My good friend, John Kulikowski, is here.
Hey, Matt. Thanks for that introduction.
That's absolutely great. I tell you, we were just saying this before we went on, and you began to blush almost the color of a nice rosé. you're certainly no stranger to our audience, and I say this every single time you're on the show, I could listen to you talk about wine for the entire hour. I mean, my audience would probably wish that I would shut up from time to time, you can just speak poetically about the grape.
I probably should have brought a bottle with me. We'd have a little toast here, but
I wasn't going to say anything. Strike one, John Kulikowski did not bring the wine.
No, I did not. We have plenty of wine at Hacienda del Sol, though. I'm very proud of the wine list I put together over the last 3 years, 800 plus selections, 6,000 bottles. I really think of it as hopefully the best wine list in Tucson with its diversity. Try to cover all kinds of territory from almost every country in the world, geared for, of course, our food there at the grill. A lot of grilled meats and a lot of different festivals coming up, including our Argentina Heart and Soul. We'll have grills set up outside with chimichurri sauces and barbecue, Argentinian meats, and, of course, Argentinian wine.
Absolutely. Has to be the anchor of that experience.
It is, of course.
Now, you mentioned that wine list, and I think you're right. It's one of the best wine lists, I think, in the Western United States, quite frankly. And when you say that you put it together, you curated this list, what are the kinds of things that go through your mind when you're putting together a wine list of this magnitude? Because your guests at the Hacienda del Sol, you're going to want to have something for sort of every personality and every palate. Mm-hmm. How do you begin that tall order?
Well, I inherited some of the wine list from my predecessor, but one of the things I do is I don't want to miss someone having a wine experience because our prices are either too high or not diverse enough. So I want wines that are affordable for people who want that. We have trophy wines for people who want a big name like Oahu or Harlan, right, or Silver Oak. And I want to cover everything. We've got whites from Greece. We've got Sonoma Couture Chardonnay if you want that. I've got some hard-to-find labels. The new adaptation label from Plumjack just came out.
Oh,
so I want to have people who want to either have a wine experience that is unique. But if they're uncomfortable with something new, we have the old standbys that are there, wonderful cake bread Chardonnay, things that are familiar. So I want to cover the bases. I want things from California, Washington State, Willamette Valley in Oregon. I don't want somebody to go there and say, it's overwhelming to me.
Right.
We always have a somm on duty. So I'm on the floor, as I will be tonight, or my coworker, Kale, who's certified somm also.
Beautiful.
And we will go up to a guest. If you don't want some help, that's fine. But if you want a little guidance on where to go or a price range and you say, I want a bottle under 50, we've got plenty to choose from.
And that's okay.
It's absolutely great.
And one of the things that I love about the wine experience there at the Hacienda is that you engage your guests
The same way, whether they're going to spend $50 or whether they're going to spend $1,000, you are engaging them in conversation, and you're not, nothing is too small or too big for you to get excited about what they're about to experience.
No. It's not about my experience. It's about the guest experience. Man. And if you like sweet Riesling with filet mignon, that's what I'm going to give you. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to educate people about how to eat and drink the way I prefer. I'm here to give you an optimal experience. Hopefully that includes wine. And if you want a rosé that's a little on the sweet side, or a dessert wine served with the main, I'm going to give you what you want, because I want you to have an optimal experience. It's not about my experience. Right. It's about your experience.
And how your product can meet their experience.
Absolutely.
And exceed their expectations.
Absolutely. Hopefully.
Yeah, yes. The conversation about wine is always so enriched and so robust, especially if John Kulikowski is on the other end of the conversation. Now, it's not, you didn't just one day wake up and you're a certified sommelier. I mean, where did your story begin?
Well, that's kind of funny, because in my family, growing up in Buffalo, we did not have alcohol in our house. We did not drink. And funny, the waiters always are teasing me about, you know, having a glass of wine at the end of my shift. And I started to remember that I could not actually remember my father ever having a drink in his entire life.
Wow.
I grew up, there was a little bit of wine background in that I grew up Roman Catholic, and there was always the little bit of wine, but it was always reserved for special occasions. I moved to New York when I was 22 years old and got into the restaurant business. The first job I had was at Maxwell's Plum. It's a very famous New York restaurant. Hmm. And I was very intimidated by the wine, because I worked with a lot of old-time waiters. I was 22. They were in their 40s. And they all seemed to know wine. And I didn't know how they knew that. How do you know Sauternes is a sweet wine?
Right.
How do you know that Bordeaux is made of Cabernet Merlot? I mean, how do you get that? And back then, the wine world isn't what it is today with, you know, hundreds of books out there on Amazon and so forth. There were two or three wine books. There were no wine publications in local newspapers or even the New York Times. That started much later. So I first started to just learn by tasting. And then I took the Windows of the World wine course in 1984, one of the first with Kevin Zraley.
Oh, my gosh. I never knew that.
That opened up a little bit. And then in 87, I took the Waldorf Astoria wine course, which was a 13-week wine course that is still taught by Harriet Lembeck, who is the editor of Grossman's Guide to Wine, Spirits, and Liquors, one of the only books at the time. After that, I was the wine guy now. So now I had this knowledge, which wasn't much at the time, and I was the go-to. The other waiters now in various restaurants, I worked at the Russian Tea Room, I worked at Tavern on the Green, and they would come to me. They want to talk about wine. And, you know, it just kind of fell into it, and I started, of course, I had a passion for it. I loved wine. I found it fascinating that one wine would taste, you know, terrible in the mouth, and another one you just couldn't get enough of. What made that so? And that's how my passion started. On top of that, I love the liberal arts. I went to Syracuse University, and wine incorporates all of those liberal arts things. You have geography, you have biology,
beautiful,
you have chemistry, you have religion, you have history, and all that comes together in wine. And if you really want to know wine truly, you're going to have to incorporate all those, including language. You can't learn about wine if you don't know a little bit about chemistry, if you don't know a little bit about geography, if you don't speak at least some foreign terms in Italian or French or Spanish. It all comes together in that one composite thing in the glass. And, of course, it's delicious.
Fascinating. Now, it was the sommelier course or series of courses. Was it as intense as I've heard it reported to be?
Well, I took it in 96, which is hard to believe, 20 years ago. At the time, it was considered very esoteric. I remember people thinking, I said, I'm going to receive my Court of Master Sommelier Level 1. And they were looking at me like, why would you ever do that? What would be the point of that? No one had even heard of it. Very few people knew what a sommelier was. And in fact, it's taken off, as you know.
Right.
The whole food and wine world has had a revolution in America in the last 20 years, starting with the Food Network.
Right.
Before Julia Child's show was even thought, they were like, who's going to watch a cooking show on TV? Of course, now she's an icon.
Of course.
Her shows are still watched on PBS.
I don't know where I'd be without her, frankly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this whole thing has had a revolution from where we were, you know, having quiche and salad and thinking that was exotic, or balsamic vinegar when it first appeared in the mid-80s. This was very exotic, you know. And now, my God, we're doing home butchering, and we're doing our own canning and things of that nature. And the wine thing has just taken off exponentially with that.
I love it. We're talking to John Kulikowski. He is our celebrity co-host for the full hour, director of wine and spirits at the Hacienda del Sol. And there is so much going on at the Hacienda, and it's just this wonderful backdrop for memorable culinary and cocktail and wine experiences. We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. But when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with John. He's going to tell us about some events that are coming up that you have to get on your calendar immediately before they are selling out. And friends, these are events that I never miss, and I want to share that with you. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We will be right back.
What are the top three ways to stay current on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene throughout the week? First, like On the Menu Live on Facebook. Then, follow On the Menu Live on Twitter. And finally, check out On the Menu Live on Instagram. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on Power Talk 1210. Feel the power, baby.
Well, here we are at Acacia Real Food and Cocktails on Skyline and Campbell, and we just ran into Chef Albert Hall. Hey, Chef.
Welcome back to Acacia, Matt. It's always great to see you up here.
So what's cooking?
Well, as you know, our happy hour is always rocking with great food and drink specials every day of the week. And our lunch, dinner, and Sunday brunch menus are ever-changing with fresh, honest, and local ingredients. You know that's what we're all about.
As you say, Chef, real food, real cocktails. That's what keeps me coming back.
Don't forget to check our website regularly for information on upcoming specials, classes, and events.
Yep, acaciatucson.com.
Let's go get a drink, Matt.
I'm in.
Acacia, real food and cocktails on the northeast corner of Skyline and Campbell. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live, fellow foodies. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another power happy hour here on Power Talk 1210. We're talking wine all hour long and great food and wine pairings. And when we're thinking about a great food and wine pairing event, we always think the Hacienda del Sol. And joining us is our celebrity co-host here for the full hour, the director of wine and spirits at the Hacienda del Sol, John Kulikowski, is back with us.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks very much.
So much fun having you here.
Thank you.
It needs to be a two-hour show, John. We need to get petitions or something.
We're going to need signed. More wine in here.
Yes, we are. Anyway, as we were talking before the break, the Hacienda is you know one of the great backdrops for memorable events. And when we're talking about pairing great foods and great wines with great entertainment, the Hacienda has a very full calendar.
We sure do.
One of our favorite events is coming up here very, very shortly. It's the Argentina Heart and Soul. It's the annual event. What do you have up your sleeves this
year?
Well,
that's actually my favorite event. We probably do 10 or 12 events all year round. And Argentina Heart and Soul is really a beautiful event. We always do it in the fall. This year, it's November 1st, next Sunday from 4 to 7. And we've really pulled out the stops. The owner of the hotel, Tom Firth, has brought in his son, Brennan Firth, who has a winery down in Argentina called Cepas Alajitas.
That's right.
And the wines are really delicious. He's got three currently available. He's got a white Torontes native grape, which is grown pretty much exclusively in Argentina. And, of course, he's got a Malbec. One is called Contacto, or With Touch. And the label of that is very interesting. It's in Braille. So that is his Malbec, which we're, of course, pouring by the glass. And then he's got a Bordeaux blend. A Bordeaux blend are the five grapes of Bordeaux that in America we call a Meritage blend.
Right.
And they're Cabernet Franc, Cab Sauv, Merlot, Petit Verdot, and Malbec. And Brennan has put all five of those in a wine called Cinq, or
beautiful.
Five in French. So, you know, we're really excited to have him here. We pull out the stops for this one. Our entertainment is going to be Rafael Morena, a local act. He's going to be doing a singing in Spanish, and we usually have a barbecue pit set out. We're going to do roast suckling pig. A whole pig will be roasted. We do, of course, the traditional Argentinian sauces, the chimichurri sauce, the Criolla sauce. We'll have grilled flank steak, beef empanadas, chili tamales, grilled chicken, shrimp cocktail, crab claws, all kinds of salads. So if you're a vegetarian, don't be put off by all the Argentinian barbecue. Chef Bruce Yim will have plenty for you to choose from. But what makes the event special is you get a wristband when you walk into our beautiful property. You'll have the sunset views, and you'll have 35 different wines from Argentina.
My gosh.
Just going around tasting. And they're not just Malbecs. You know, we're going to have the Torontos. We have Chardonnay, sparkling wine, Cabernets. Argentina has a very varied wine selection. It's not just about Malbec.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, you go right to Malbec,
right.
But you really, there is a depth and breadth
there
of
really
the wine
is.
Experience.
There
and,
really is.
And when you think about the Argentina sort of culture, it's especially when you're seeing people, you know, doing traditional Argentinian dance, it's a
the
sexy,
tango.
Sultry
sure
experience.
Is.
And the food and wine is as sexy and sultry as the culture of Argentina.
Well, I don't know if all the viewers know this, but Argentina is known as the beef capital of the world, really. Buenos Aires is known for its beef. It's some of the highest quality beef in the world. And if you go down to Buenos Aires, they have all these, I don't know how to say it in Spanish, I think they're called churrasqueras.
Oh, and, right,
and,
right.
And they have the beef on skewers, and you have your plate and a red and a cube or a green cube, and you flip it upside down when you want more.
Mine always stays on green. It never goes to red. I don't know. I try. It doesn't work.
I think
work.
We need that for wine. We need to do unlimited wine, and you have a wine cube, and you go green or red, and we just keep
it.
Filling up the
I
glass.
I love it. So
but
you...
anyway, the wine tasting is 35 different wines. You can buy them retail if you want, or you can just peruse the grounds, get something to eat, listen to Rafael Morena, watch the beautiful sunset. It's a wonderful way to spend an evening.
It's all happening on November the 1st from 4 to 7. How much are tickets, John?
They're $65. That includes everything, the entertainment, the wine,
wow.
and the food. If you don't want the wine, you just want to come and you're not a drinker, we have a lower price. I think it's $45 for that. Kids are welcome to come at half of that price. It's just a wonderful way to spend a beautiful afternoon in Tucson.
I can assure you that if someone wanted this experience without the wine, they're not listening to this show, John.
We don't really want that.
anyway, again, November the 1st, 4 to 7. Tickets are only $65, all-inclusive. How do people get tickets?
Well, you can reserve by calling the hotel, or you can just simply show up. We'll have tickets for sale without advance reservation. So, you know, just if you're not a planner, just feel free to show up at 4 o'clock or so. The event goes right till 7 at sunset. You'll also get to experience some of the most beautiful sunsets in Tucson.
We're
high up on the Hacienda del Sol Road on the hill, and I'm really fortunate in that I get to experience a beautiful sunset every night of the week.
And call it
really,
work.
And call it work.
And you go to work, John.
Yeah.
Now, when you're not in Argentina, the Hacienda is taking your guests on a tour of other areas of the globe.
Right.
And my wife and I had a chance to go to one of your, what do you call it, ports of call or
travel the world.
And you've got one coming up?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, this is about our seventh or eighth one. This is Mexico City. We've got a couple of our sous chefs there, David Solorzano and Alejandro, who are of Mexican descent, and they wanted to do a tribute to Mexico City. Mexico City has, again, taken off as a culinary destination in its own right.
Indeed it
and
has.
And it's not just about Mexican cuisine, which is, of course, a wonderful, great, world-class cuisine in itself, but Mexico City has become this international city with top French chefs, Spanish chefs, Italian chefs, and it is just a cornucopia of earthly delights,
no,
I
no,
think.
No
it
no
really
doubt
is.
About it.
So Mexico City will take place on November 19th. They're always on a Thursday. We start with a reception at 6:30, and we'll have Prosecco. The chef will send out some amuse-bouche. I'm not sure what the term would be in Spanish. And then we have a five-course menu, which I paired with different wines. We have a couple of Mexican wines, and then I paired it with some of our staff's favorite wines from around the world. But this is a wonderful way to spend an evening. You and your wife came. I love doing
so
this
fun.
Event, hosting the event. Chef Bruce comes out, and Chef David will come out and talk about the food. I do a little bit of the pairing, and we just keep pouring wine and I really feel everybody has a great time.
And the amount of money you save on airfare. I mean, you don't have to travel to Mexico City.
It's kind of a staycation, actually.
Exactly. And again, this is another example of how you can come and hear the poetry of wine and the poetry of cuisine all coming together. Sit back and listen to the unique stories behind each of these pairings. Again, it's on November the 19th.
It is, yeah.
Starting at 6:30.
Right.
And tickets for this event?
They're $95, all-inclusive again. We also have our classical guitarist, Eduardo Costa, usually roaming the grounds. He's from Brazil, or piano music in the background. So you get that. Chef Bruce will put together a five-course tasting menu. We're mapping out the wines for 2016, the wine dinners. It's a little bit, for those people who haven't had a chance to go to culinary capitals around the world, you can stay right here in Tucson and do a little staycation. We've done Italy. We've done the south of France. We've done Santa Barbara and the Pacific Northwest of Oregon and Washington with the wines appropriate. So we're mapping out 2016 right now, and people love it. We have the same guests returning over and over again because it's just a wonderful thing. A
lot of fun. Anyway, all the information is available on the website, HaciendaDelSol.com. Or Google Hacienda del Sol, and you can find all the information out there. We're going to continue our conversation with John when we get back, but our next guest joining the conversation is no stranger to this audience. He's native Tucsonan and now huge wine hero in Santa Barbara, helping to bring the wisdom of the Santa Barbara wine country to all of his friends here across the country. Jamie Sloan of Jamie Sloan Wines is with us next, fellow foodies. You don't want to miss one delicious sip of the most delicious hour on radio. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here, and I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to On the Menu Live. We are broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of Power Talk 1210 with our celebrity co-host, the director of wine and spirits from the Hacienda del Sol, John Kulikowski. Now, John, I'm sure you've had a wine or two in your day from Santa Barbara.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a wonderful area. And if you haven't visited up in that area, it is one of the most stunningly beautiful areas, I think, in California. I've been there several times. The Santa Maria Valley is around there. Santa Ynez Valley, a little bit inward, and the wines are really spectacular.
Well, what a coincidence, because we have now a guy who is part of a stunningly beautiful family, and I know that because they're very, very good friends of mine, and again, no stranger to this audience, calling in from the road because he's just so darn busy with all he has going on in the world of wine, the man behind Jamie Sloan Wines in Santa Barbara, my good friend, Jamie Sloan is with us. What's going on, brother?
Wow, I feel like we're live on stage with that introduction. And I have to confess, I'm actually in the Lone Star State of Texas, and pretty soon I may just have to row a boat home because it's pouring rain and has been out here for several days.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Looking forward to getting back to the West Coast.
Indeed. Well, we're looking forward to having you back. Now, last time you were on this show, Jamie Sloan, I think it was around January, and you and your beautiful wife, Kim, we were talking about this beautiful tasting room that you have opened the doors to wine fans across the country right out there in the historic part of Santa Barbara. And I thought it would be time to have you come back on the show to talk about, I mean, how your business has just gone nuts over the last several months. I mean, I'm you know, truth be told, in the spirit of transparency, my wife Nancy and I are longtime friends of yours, and we are members of your wine club, so we're sort of selfishly, we understand what a great quality product you have, but talk a little bit about what's happened at Jamie Sloan Wines since you were on this show last in January.
Well, a lot's happened. Thank you for that. Yeah, a lot has happened. I don't know. I guess one of the exciting things is that you know how important Yelp is these days, and we've, in about a year, become the number one tasting room on Yelp for wine tasting rooms in the urban wine trail there of Santa Barbara. Wow. So that's certainly been wonderful. And we've debuted a lot of new wines, right? And we're sourcing fruit from some of the best vineyards there throughout the valley that John was talking about in Santa Ynez in Santa Barbara County. And we've come out with, we're just expanding the list. And we've got some cab that we came out with here the other day. We've added our Australian blend of a cab Syrah called P1. Of course, we've come back with our second vintage of a Sauvignon Blanc. And we've also come out with, which you had a while ago, but certainly would go great with some of that Argentinian food that you were talking about the other day, the Super Tuscan. So we have a good breadth, width of wines that we're making, and I think that's helping to attract some people to us because we're, focusing on some red blends that you don't see a lot from Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara's a little bit more specific in its varietals that that people are producing. So the red blends typically you might find a little further north in Paso Robles, et cetera. And we're doing a little bit of that in Santa Barbara because the fruit's so fabulous. Why not blend them together?
I think you're going to have to come up to Hacienda del Sol and give me a taste of some of those wines next time you're in town.
Well, I will do that. I actually live, believe it or not, about a half a mile below Hacienda del Sol there in Hacienda del Sol Estates. You guys
wow.
are... doing great things.
Well, I think
we
need to get those wines on my list.
I look forward to seeing you soon. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, the Jamie Sloan wines, our neighbors are members of the wine club, but we're constantly running into friends and colleagues across Southern Arizona that are part of this wine club, and you make it so darn easy, Jamie, to get your wine from point A to point B. Talk a little bit about the wine club. Now, I am thumping my chest with great pride that I am wine club member 75, and I make sure that everybody in my circle know that, but talk a little bit about the wine club, because isn't that probably one of the best ways that some of our listeners can procure your bottles for themselves?
Yeah, I mean, we're a super micro boutique, small, this is big boy business, this wine stuff. And so direct to the consumer is our business model, essentially. We have, of course, the tasting room in downtown Santa Barbara there in the historic area of the El Paseo. And we have the ability to ship wine. We're licensed to ship wine to the state of Arizona. Now, contrary to popular belief, people think that the heat is going to kill the wine, and it will if it gets hot, but it's, we found some easy ways to ship wine and keep it cold and cool in the hot times of Arizona. So shipping to Tucson is not a problem. So the wine club, really simple. You can join the wine club. There's no obligation, but you get shipments either two or three times a year, depending on which club you join. And we ship you, let's say, three bottles three times a year is the Mission Club. And it's roughly an average of about $120 a shipment. Go to the top end of the spectrum to the Riviera Club, and it's six bottles three times a year. So that's a total of 18. And then in that club, you get your shipping free. I choose the different wines that I include in the shipments. And so we try to bring a nice variety to the table. Right now, the whole focus at the tasting room is the red obsession. So people are over there tasting the flights of the P1, the Pinot Noir, the Bordeaux blend, the Cab, the Super Tuscan, et cetera. But we do have the Sauvignon Blanc and a little bit of that Grenache Blanc left as well. So, the wine club's a great way to experience some of the fabulous wines of Santa Barbara County. I mean, I don't know if people know this or not, but number eight wine of the year for 2014 by Wine Spectator was a Pinot Noir from Santa Rita Hills there within Santa Barbara County.
Wow.
So some really, really awesome wines.
So I'm curious where you got that name from, P1. Is there any significance for that?
There you go. Well, it's one of those, John, it's one of those fanciful names, right, that we come up with. And I used to race cars all across the country.
Uh-huh.
And my wife always feared that we were going to open this wine business and everything we had was going to have some fanciful name associated with my racing career. And actually, I went the opposite direction of that. So I did take one bottle, and P1 essentially stands for pole position. So in qualifying in the racing car racing world, the fastest car in qualifying is awarded pole position or P1 to start the race.
Wow.
So that particular wine is the one that I've dedicated to my racing career. It's an Australian blend, right? You know, mostly Cab, 72% Cabernet Sauvignon from Happy Canyon Vineyard in Happy Canyon of Santa Barbara, along with 24% of that blend is a Syrah varietal, and I have a little bit of Cabernet Franc in there just to pop it a little bit more.
That's absolutely terrific.
That's what P1 is.
Great.
And we've got about 30 more seconds, unfortunately, before we have to say goodbye, Jamie Sloan. But are there some restaurants around town here in southern Arizona where some of our listeners can find your wine on the wine list?
Yes, we've just gotten started there in Tucson. I look forward to seeing John when I get back, and we can talk more about Hacienda del Sol.
Sure.
But the folks up at Tavolino and Danny at Scordato there at Vivace. I even have the Beaurific, the Bordeaux blend at Fleming Steakhouse. So we've got kind of the corner working up there at Campbell and Skyline. But we hope to be able to expand our distribution, and we appreciate you guys thinking of us today.
Great. Thanks so much. And we can't encourage our listeners enough. When you're planning a wine country trip with the one you love, you know, Napa is wonderful wine country, Sonoma, wonderful wine country, but try Santa Barbara. This is a booming community in the wine scene. As Jamie said, there are awards, you know, being conferred on wineries right out of Santa Barbara. It is it's the hottest thing going now in the world of wine here in domestic production. And go see the Jamie Sloan Wines Tasting Room. Just kick back, enjoy this wonderful sort of historic feel. Have some incredible wines. Get to meet the Sloan family, the beautiful Sloan family. Anyway, Jamie, how can people learn more about you online?
Oh, online it's pretty easy. It's jamiesloanwines.com. Now, there's no A in my last name. So it's S-L-O-N-E, and first name spelled J-A-M-I-E. So jamiesloanwines.com is where you can find us.
Okay, well, travel safely, brother, back to your homeland. We will look forward to seeing you on your next trip here to Tucson. Again, Jamie Sloan from Jamie Sloan Wines. Give him a shout. Give him a taste. You'll be glad you did. Anyway, safe travels, brother.
Woohoo! Thanks, guys.
Right. We're going to take another quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be headed downtown. In fact, the historic east end of downtown. We're going to be talking with Chef Efrain Romero from Maynard's Market and Kitchen, who's got a new fall menu, and also some information about a vampire wine dinner that you just have to hear about. You're listening to On the Menu Live on Power Talk 1210. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me. I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
If you didn't know that Acacia has one of the best happy hours in the West, you've been missing out on a great experience. Our bar menu features a wide selection of shareable small plates, creative cocktails, extensive beer and wine, as well as daily specials every night of the week. Kick back, unwind, and join us at Acacia, where great food at great value is always on tap. Acacia, real food and cocktails. Visit us online at acaciatucson.com.
And it's Matt Russell, broadcasting live from Power Talk 1210. Thank you for hanging out with us in our show dedicated to the glorious grape, all of the wonderful wine conversations that are going on here in southern Arizona. And there's always a guy who is at the heart of all great things in the wine community, my good friend from the Hacienda del Sol, the director of wine and spirits, John Kulikowski. Are we having fun, John?
We sure are. And I feel a little behind the eight ball here that I don't have Jamie Sloan's wine on my list. I mean, I've got all these other restaurants right near me. And how did I miss Jamie Sloan's wines? I feel I'm missing out on a great opportunity here. And I hope Jamie will come see me and bring me a few sample bottles.
Yeah, he definitely.
Next time he's in town.
He definitely will. And you know what? I would like to be there, John.
Yeah, I think you should.
When he pops open your first Jamie Sloan experience, I'd be curious on your take.
Yeah.
Jamie's a great guy, beautiful family. He knows a ton about wine, and his passion comes through in everything that he produces. And I think you can sort of taste that. And really, passion has to be part of that wine experience, doesn't it?
It sure is. And it's a tough job, Matt, picking out all those wines, but somebody's got to do it. And if you want to help me along with that, bring a glass, bring a corkscrew, and we'll get to work.
I absolutely love it. Well, you can count me in. Anyway, this show would not be possible were it not for our valued sponsors. And let me just take a couple of seconds to thank each and every one of them for contributing, themselves to this broadcast. We have a passion for the local food, cocktail, wine, beer conversation, and local radio and local restaurants are really a part of everything that we do. And were it not for our sponsors, we simply wouldn't be able to bring you this show every Saturday. So my hat is off to Acacia Real Food and Cocktails, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Tucson Foodie, Jerry's Cigars, Entourage Transportation, and Gourmet Air. Gourmet Air, John, I don't know if you've heard of these folks. This is a fascinating story.
Uh-huh.
So they have a package where you can take about a 45-minute tour of the Tucson Mountains in a private airplane at sunset. And then a limo will take you to the airport, get you on the plane. Then the limo picks you up and then whisks you off to one of your favorite restaurants in Tucson.
That's fantastic.
It is Tucson's most romantic date. And I'm thinking that you really should talk to these folks, because can you imagine spending a 45-minute tour of the sunset, the aerial tour, and then coming and then going to dine at the Grill?
Absolutely. I haven't heard of them, but this would be a golden opportunity, especially since at Hacienda del Sol, we've just added 31 new guest rooms, all with panoramic views of the city or the mountains. And they are just spectacular. I don't know if you took a tour last time you and your wife were up there.
I did.
But these rooms are really just knockout rooms. Many of them are duplexes. A lot of them have private showers. We've had a lot of the furniture coming from Mexico, where one of our owners, Jeff Tyman, has had a couple gentlemen making hand-carved furniture just for these guest rooms. Each one is unique.
Wow.
We didn't want to lose that Hacienda del Sol feel. The guest ranch was built in 1929 as a girls' school,
right,
and it's got a lot of the original beams. In the library, we had the wife of Jostler, one of the architects, carve the wooden beams that are still in the library with a lot of the original books from the girls' school dating back to 1929. So it's really something to see, and we didn't want to lose that feel when we did these guest rooms. The owners have taken great strides to make sure that individual boutique-style hotel is not lost with the expansion.
I love it. And let's talk about the library there for a second, because are you still giving guests the opportunity to book that room for a dinner?
Yeah, and it's a wonderful room. A lot of corporate events, a lot of people wanting a little privacy. The room is by itself. It fits 12 to 14 people. Oh, you can rent it or book it for as little as 6 or 8 people. It's off on its own. It's got all the original books lining the shelves, and it also has windows on both sides going into our beautiful inner courtyard or the panoramic sunset view right from the library. If you haven't seen it, it's worth stopping by just to take a look at that library and those carved wooden beams going back to 1929.
Nancy and I were privileged to be guests of good friends who hosted a dinner, I believe, for 12 in that room. And it's just, nothing wrong with that, John.
Yeah, it's lots of fun.
You say it's called the library, and it really is a library, and you have that sense of smell of the old library.
It just takes you back in time. It wasn't that long ago, and yet it seems so far away, 1929, when that was a private girls' school for some of America's wealthiest families, including the Westinghouse, the DuPonts. They sent their girls there to be educated, and I was always trying to imagine what the foothills must have been like back then. We see it today all modern with all the restaurants and all the power lines and all the beautiful, expansive homes. But back then, it must have been pretty rustic up there without air conditioning. And we actually have riding stables still up there where you can come into the Hacienda del Sol and go to the riding stables, which are about a half a mile down the road, and get a horse. And we do cowboy breakfast there in the morning, too. Bruce, about a week ago, had a group of 8 or 10. It was a family, and he put together a cowboy breakfast, set up a campfire at 7 in the morning, and we did scrambled eggs and burritos and took everything out there, and these kids loved it. After that, they got on the horseback riding, went through the trails of the foothills, and they had a great time. We had tons of photographs on Facebook on that. It's just a fun time, Matt. It really is.
And you talked a little bit about the expansion and then the rooms,
right.
the additional rooms. But on the food and beverage side, so at the Terraza Garden Patio and Lounge, you've made some pretty spectacular changes to that space
as well. And we didn't want to lose that feel. You know, sitting out on that garden patio is just a wonderful way. We have entertainment 7 days a week, so it's a wonderful way to spend the evening. We just put in a new fire pit out there. You can sit around the fire pit. And years gone by, we used to have occasionally inclement weather where it would be a little too cold or a little too hot. So they put in what's called a karate, a retractable roof. So just last night, if you have a few sprinkles or it's a little cold, we close the karate remotely, and you can enjoy that garden patio, and it warms up. We have heaters. We have swamp coolers. And it's just a wonderful way to spend the evening listening to entertainment, having some of our Terraza food, our fish tacos, our grilled meats. We have one of the best burgers in town. I don't know if you've ever had that.
Yeah, after you called me out last time for not having one, let me just say, I will give my testimony right here on this radio show. And the fact, that's also on a happy hour special as well, right?
It sure is. And, it's really quite the deal out of our happy hour. Happy hour goes from Monday through Friday. We start at 3 in the afternoon and we go till 6:30. And Bruce put that hamburger on at half off. I think it's $8 for the burger. One of the best burgers in Tucson, with French fries included, homemade bun. And it is honestly one of the best buys in Tucson. I do $5 glasses of wine, $4 draft beers. You really can't beat it, Matt.
And when John Kulikowski picks out a glass of wine and calls it $5, you know you're in for a treat because, that takes a sort of a good amount of craft, of thinking. If I want to bring a glass of wine down to a price point that everybody can afford, you still want to give people an amazing wine experience.
I do. I really have a commandment, which is I will not put a wine on my list or by the glass that I personally will not drink. Every wine that I do by the glass and by the bottle, I personally recommend. There's nothing on there that I would not have for my own dinner. So that's really important to me. The food is top-notch. As you know, Bruce Yim is passionate about his cooking.
Sure is.
He's got a team of sous chefs who really make sure that every dish goes out picture perfect and tasty. And if a guest is not satisfied, we will work hard to make sure they are.
And that's true both on kind of the grill side and on the Terraza side.
Absolutely.
So, Terraza, a little bit more of a casual experience, a little bit of a different menu.
Uh-huh.
The price comes down a little bit, but the care that is taken to plate a dish, the ingredients that go into the burger is a great example.
Absolutely.
You're getting the same sort of commitment to excellence on the grill side and on the Terraza side.
We make sure that every guest who comes to Hacienda leaves happy, and we'll do whatever it takes to make sure that happens. We really have a fabulous product, and when you put that with the gorgeous views and the historic property, you can roam the grounds with a glass of wine, take a look at our gorgeous sunsets. We have a second pool is being built, and really, I'm very proud of the historic property and really very happy and proud to work there.
That's great. There's a couple of events. We talked about Argentina Heart and Soul at the Hacienda del Sol. Again, that's happening on November the 1st. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And then this Travel the World, Mexico City is your next stop. That's November the 19th.
That's right.
At 6:30. You can call for reservations. I think the number, 529-3500, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. That is correct.
The fact that I have that number memorized is a testament to my loyalty to your brand.
It sure is.
John Kulikowski.
Matt, we do a couple other things, too. And if you're around on Thanksgiving and maybe you don't want to cook, we do a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet dinner every year. Every year it sells out. It's Bruce Yim again, just puts it together on Thanksgiving Day and just pulls out all the stops of our in our Jostler room, set up for a buffet that starts at 11 o'clock in the morning and goes until 7 p.m. We'll have roast turkey. We'll have anybody who's been to our Sunday brunch buffet knows what a spread Bruce can put out. We'll have prime ribs of beef, grilled shrimp, seafood displays, anything you can really pretty much imagine, carving stations, gorgeous views. And we just pull out all the stops on Thanksgiving. A lot of people, an elderly couple, maybe they don't want to cook. Maybe they have friends in from out of town without time to cook. So they come down to Hacienda and enjoy Thanksgiving all day from 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. And we repeat that same buffet with a little bit of additional items on Christmas Day itself, 11 to 7. We're open Christmas Day And every year we sell out on both these events because it's probably the best buffet in Tucson on that day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
And, you know, your regular Sunday brunch.
Oh.
I would be remiss if we were to have this show and not have you talk about your weekly brunch, which I think is just spectacular.
It really is spectacular. Again, we have the omelet station, make your own omelet, carving station, limitless mimosas. I do a blood orange mimosa every week with blood orange liqueur, blood orange juice, and people love it.
Limitless.
Limitless.
Now, and, be careful, John. when the Russells swing in yeah, town.
We lose money when you and your wife come in. It's a loss leader, but, you know, we just take the hit.
Sunday brunch, you know, limitless is a very dangerous word to use in my presence. I will,
you know, we were voted best brunch in Tucson by Tucson Magazine. I think it was Tom is going to get me on this one, 6 or 7 years in a row. But come see for yourself. The brunch is every Sunday. We start at 9:30 in the morning. It ends at 2, and it is $38 per person. It's all inclusive, including the carving station and the limitless mimosa.
There he goes again. you know, our good friends down at Maynard's Market and Kitchen, you know, they weren't able to make it today. I don't know where they are. They might be driving around town, maybe got caught up in the tailgate traffic. I would certainly, maybe they're lamenting what I think is probably a loss by the U of A Wildcats. Michael, can you confirm? We lost only by 3 points.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's tough. 45 to 42. All right, so they're clearly...
They've been hit by that tragedy.
But anyway, we did want to take a couple of minutes to talk about some things happening at Maynard's Market and Kitchen. They've got this... you know, they say the myth and macabre of the vampire has excited us mere mortals for centuries, but it's the longevity of the ominous figure that continues to inspire a devout industry. So coming up on October the 28th, down at Maynard's, they're doing a vampire dinner, and they're actually going to be partnering with the U of A College of Social and Behavioral Sciences downtown lecture series on immortality on this one-of-a-kind dinner. Yeah, this is pretty far-out stuff. The menacing menu is a three-course experience, and you know, you got to go on to maynardstucson.com for the full menu and to read about these great food and wine pairings. Again, it's happening on October the 28th. Go to maynardstucson.com, or you can call them at 545-0577 to get all the information.
That sounds terrific, Matt, and I think that's the place to be come Halloween, hanging around Maynard's and Congress Street. There's probably all kinds of fun things going on in that area, and that's where I'm going to go when I'm off on that day.
Great.
The menu sounds spectacular.
It really does. And they're also doing some fun things at brunch at Maynard's. They've got a Bellini and Mojito bar.
Whoa.
You know, they've got mojito flavors from coconut, blackberry, cherry, strawberry, even a ginger mojito. And Bellinis, I mean, the sky's the limit. Blueberry, lemon, blood orange, strawberry, mint, white peach, all kinds of Bellinis to sort of complement that brunch experience. Again, down at Maynard's, you want to check out their Bellini and
mojito. I might have to
steal
a couple
brunch.
Of those ideas, Matt. Those sound really enticing.
Yes!
And I might have to go check it out and see what the competition's up to.
Exactly, and I need to talk to my friends at Maynard's and have them start using the word limitless in there.
That's the word you got to be careful with. You better be careful with that one. We're going to need more champagne.
And also, you know, the flavors of fall are really manifest all across dishes here in Southern Arizona. And Chef Efrain Romero from Maynard's has recently rolled out a new fall menu. So you want to go down and experience that. Now, John, fall is just it's probably my favorite time of the year.
It sure is.
We've lived through the 6 month long summer.
Uh-huh.
There's a little snap in the air. What does fall look like to you when you're thinking about, you know, kind of the wine scene? What sorts of wines are you gravitating to as the temperatures begin to drop?
Well, I think we gravitate towards whites in the summer. You know, the summer, of course, is a little warm in Tucson, and whites sell a little bit better than reds. We always have a nice, cool, crisp Pinot Grigio or the Torontas from Cepas Alahidas. But as the fall comes, and I mean, last night on the Terraza patio, it was absolutely gorgeous. The temperatures drop a little bit. It's even like light sweater weather. And you gravitate towards some nice reds, some full-bodied reds. We've got wonderful wines as the Bordeaux blend from Santa Barbara that we were talking about earlier. Those are wonderful fall weather wines. Just American Zinfandels from California. Some of our local wines. We do wines from local Arizona wineries. We have the Provisioner White on tap right now at the bar. and the Dos Cabezas Red blend, which is on happy hour also.
Excellent.
So we like to throw a little bone to the local wineries. And the reds are just wonderful in the fall weather. You know, you have a light sweater on. The sunsets are gorgeous. You've got the mountain views and the nice, welcomed, cool air of Tucson. And fall is just the time, I think, when Tucson really shines, because you still have the gorgeous panoramic landscapes and that lovely weather where it's just so pleasant to be outside on a patio or at a restaurant.
Beautiful. You know, I'm glad you brought up Dos Cabezas because, you know, 20 years ago, you wouldn't say Arizona wine.
No,
we it's an oxymoron. and the industry really has...
it's taken off.
Evolved
it's
and
really
matured. And Todd and Kelly Bostock down in Sonoyta, Elgin area with Dos Cabezas, they really know great wines, and I love the red blend.
It's a wonderful blend, and we're so proud to have it at Hacienda del Sol. We get a lot of international tourists up there at Hacienda, and a lot of them want to try the local wines. They've heard about Arizona wines. They're really looking to try them. So we have two local wines on tap, and we've got Javelina Leap, Zinfandel in bottles. And it's shocking always how many people from Europe who want to try the local Arizona wines, and we're happy to oblige them with some of these local quality wines.
That's wonderful.
It's fantastic.
Well, you know, this is around the time, I love spontaneity, this is around the time when we do our trivia question to see if someone knows the answer, and the first person to connect with us with the answer is going to get a gift certificate from our featured chef. Our featured chef is not here. We were going to give away a Maynard's gift card, and he was going to come with a trivia question.
Okay.
I mean, what do you think, John? I mean, do you want to do a Hacienda?
I think I can do a Hacienda gift card. We can do a $50 gift card for the caller who can answer a question, which is, when did the Hacienda del Sol become a guest ranch? It started as a girls' school, and then it opened as a guest ranch. And if you know the answer to that, stop by at Hacienda del Sol, and I will be happy to furnish you with a $50 gift card.
Wow. All right. Well, let's get our listeners online. Anyway, what year did Hacienda del Sol become a guest ranch? If you think you know the answer, send us an email right now, onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person that sends us a note with the right answer is going to get a $50 gift
card
from Hacienda. John, thank you so much for your contributions. Okay, we're going to take another quick commercial break and thank another couple sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to continue this great conversation with one of the good guys in this community. He's John Kulikowski, Director of Wine and Spirits from the magnificent Hacienda del Sol. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Where is Tucson's only locally owned and trusted purveyor of the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamics? Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza. I'm Matt Russell, and I trust Alfonso exclusively for my olive oil and balsamics, and you should too. Tom and Nancy Alfonso invite you to taste the difference for yourself. Choose from nearly 30 olive oils imported from all over the world, from single varietals to fusions and infusions with fresh herbs, fruits, and spices. And enjoy the sweet and velvety flavors of more than 20 aged balsamics from Modena, Italy, including espresso, dark chocolate, fig, as well as traditional balsamic. And while you're there, check out their wide selection of artisan salts, peppers, chutneys, and jams, as well as fun accessories to take your olive oil and balsamic experience to a new level. Stop in today for a complimentary tasting. And as they say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics in St. Phillips Plaza on the southeast corner of River and Campbell. See what they're pouring today at alfonsooliveoil.com.
If you enjoy craft beer like I do, you want consistency, innovation, and passion to go into each and every beer that you drink. And Barrio Brewing Company, Arizona's oldest brewery, puts all three into each beer it produces. And they've been handcrafting fine beers for Tucson and Arizona for nearly 25 years. Barrio Brewing serves up a spectacular lineup of 12 standard and seasonal brews, including Barrio Blonde, the oldest continuously brewed beer in all of Arizona. Barrio also turns out specialty beers each month, like its new Simpatico Stout, a rich blend of Euro espresso roasted coffee, low-fat cocoa, flaked oats, and milk sugars to give you just the right balance of sweetness and a full, creamy mouthfeel with every sip. Stop by Barrio Brewing Company at the corner of 16th Street and Toole Avenue, just southeast of downtown, to enjoy some of Arizona's most innovative and delicious brews. or look for them at your local grocer or your favorite dining and drinking establishments across town. Learn more today at BarrioBrewing.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Power Talk 1210 studio here with my good friend, director of wine and spirits from the Hacienda del Sol, John Kulikowski. Having a great time. The show is almost over. We only have a few minutes left.
That went fast.
You know what? We talk a lot about great wine on this show. You know, we've dedicated whole shows to the craft brew scene. But, I'm a whiskey geek. I am a cocktail geek. I love wine. I love beer. I love cocktails. And you guys up at the Hacienda del Sol are doing something and sort of paying tribute to the historic role that the cocktail plays as part of the American story.
Yes, we are. And what brought this to mind was the Hacienda del Sol Girls' School was built in 1929. And when you think of 1929, you kind of think of Prohibition and all that was going on at the time. So what I did last year was every month I featured a Prohibition cocktail. By that I mean a cocktail that was formed before Prohibition Amendment was added to the Constitution. So we did things like The Last Word. We did the Boulevardier. Oh, yeah. We did drinks that were invented at the turn of the century. The Sidecar, a really famous drink dating back to World War One. Brandy, Cointreau, and lemon juice, a classic. These are classic cocktails that everybody knew. And we did that for 12 months, and I put together a little program of those cocktails. You can still get them at the bar at Hacienda del Sol. I searched out the original recipes to make sure they were authentic. Mm. The daiquiri, which was invented in the town of Daiquiri, which is outside of Havana, in 1903, and that was when Americans were there in Havana working for a steel company, and they were looking for a concoction, and rum had just been the new drink in Havana. Bacardi used to be, before the revolution, stationed in Havana. And there was a little town called Daiquiri. And they came together and put together this cocktail. Very simple ingredients, lime juice, sugar, and rum. Mm. What could be more refreshing in the summer heat? So this year what I decided to do, Matt, was do cocktails after Prohibition. And right now we're doing the Mai Tai. I searched out the original recipe from the Raffles Hotel in Singapore, and the Mai Tai actually has no fruit juices in it.
Oh my
They
gosh.
Make it with French orgeat syrup. It's an almond syrup.
Right.
And we do two kinds of rum, a light rum and a dark rum, and it's shaken with lime juice. And the original recipe, if you haven't tried it, is absolutely delicious.
I have to do that.
You have to come with your wife, and I won't say the word limitless, but I will say
not there.
I'll make one up for you. And that took off with Jerry the Beachcomber. I don't know if you remember this tiki craze. It's having a little bit of a revival right now.
I love it.
Yeah, the tiki bars are coming back. They were really popular when GIs came back from the Pacific South after the Korean War and after World War II. And they were looking for some of those authentic drinks and things that they'd experienced, that exotic feel. And that tiki craze took off in the late 40s and early 50s. And right now, with the cocktail culture the way it is, it's experiencing a comeback. And I just love that.
I'm celebrating
that. It's so much fun. It really is.
Now, there was one word that was probably not in the original daiquiri recipe. Blender.
There was no blender. That's the thing. A lot of these drinks kind of got morphed into something that they are not, the daiquiri being one of them. When you say daiquiri, people think the strawberry daiquiri and the slushy. That isn't it at all. The original daiquiri didn't even use simple syrup. They wanted that granular sugar flavor on the tongue, so you get that little granular flavor with fresh lime juice. It's got to be fresh. No roses lime juice, no mixes. These are fresh ingredients shaken individually. They've got to be handcrafted cocktails. And we brought back retro glassware at Hacienda. We have Prohibition glasses with the coupe, not the martini glass with the triangle, but the coupe, the rounded coupe from the Prohibition. You got to remember, cocktails were much smaller back then.
Right.
Because ice was a rarity back
in
the
20s. That's exactly right.
So the cocktails were pretty small, 2.5 to 3 ounces, because the drink warmed up so quickly. So we're really part of that. And, you know, it's really fun. Come in and I'll be happy to handshake one of those for you and your wife.
Even down to the glassware, John Kulikowski.
We are going to avoid that word again, limitless.
For now. Anyway, I assume that you get out, you get to leave the property from time to time.
I do.
Is there one or two restaurants that you'd like to go to?
I do have two local favorites, and they're kind of unique, and they're really wonderful, and they're not telling me to say this by any means. Kingfisher, one of my absolute favorite restaurants.
I was just there today, Grant, for the Oyster Fest.
They have their Oyster Fest today, and they do a wonderful happy hour too.
Yep.
And the other is Doug Levy over at Feast Restaurant. I don't know how Doug keeps his prices so low, but he puts out a spectacular meal, and it is so affordable that you can go there 2-3 times a week. By the way, he's got a wine shop, and I am jealous of some of those wine selections Doug gets. I don't know if he tastes all those personally, but I go there just to get ideas for what I'd like to put on my list at Hacienda del Sol.
I'm telling Doug every word that you just said. Anyway, Murph, Kingfisher, and Doug Levy
Absolutely.
Over at Feast, you went right to the top. Those are two
those
of our heroes.
Those are my two favorites. They really are.
Anyway, John Kulikowski, the hour is done. I am grateful for you and for your entire team at
Thanks,
the Hacienda
Matt.
For everything you do. Again, check them out online. Get tickets for all of these great events. And, John, we will be seeing you for some limitless opportunities up at the Hacienda del Sol here
Thanks,
shortly.
Matt. Always a pleasure.
Anyway, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is actually going to be put up on our website early next week. It's on themenulive.com. Also want to remind you that you can sign up to receive our newsletter. We send out a newsletter every Wednesday letting you know exactly where we're going to be broadcasting from, who our guests are going to be. You want to get on that list so you're the first in the community to know. Anyway, I'm going to say, in the meantime, it is Matt Russell and John Kulikowski reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it is on The Menu Live. Cheers, and we will see you up at the Hacienda del Sol.
Broadcasting live from the Tucson Original Studios. This is KEVT Salida Tucson, the Tucson Originals, local dining at its best.